Yes.
Talking about that, I did meet John Oliver.
Wait, what?
I have a selfie with John Oliver.
Hold on.
Both of us, no. Both of us making a derpy face.
No way. Shut up.
What is going on, guys? How are ya doing? And this is the Shenantics Podcast. I don't know why I talked like a robot right there, but why not? And today is the episode 21, which is the age of drinking. Our podcast can now legally drink in the United States of America, and that is pretty cool, isn't it, M-Call?
Yeah, so if you see two of us or see double, that's why. It's the 21st. But I also replaced Skanky with a robot, so hopefully this goes well.
I am Robot Skanky. I am here for the whole podcast.
I feel like the quality is just going to go through the roof. It's just going to be great with Robot Skanky.
Ha, ha, ha.
Do you think, I wonder if our jobs, like our entertainment type jobs, our streaming and podcast jobs that we have, I wonder if they'll ever replace us with robots at some point in the future. Just like,
I don't know. That's a good question. Do you think that robots are going to replace like everything? I don't think so.
Maybe. I mean, yes, I probably do. But I really got a little worried when they had on Twitch where they had the two Google Home devices talking to each other. And like there was like 10,000 people watching it. And like they were actually amusing and entertaining. And I'm like, oh God.
Dude, that was genius.
It was Why? So good.
Like that was just set up by a random person, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be an awesome marketing campaign for that Google device?
Yeah, don't you wonder if maybe it was a Google person?
It might have been. I don't know, man. But that was a really, really funny stream. I don't know, but now that you bring that up, like imagine if they created like an Android that looked completely like a human, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they programmed it to be the best actor / actress like ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could cry on command, and it all looked realistic.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be insane?
That would be...
What if it already exists?
It probably does. Like, I feel like it does. I feel like in some laboratory inside Google, there's one of these.
M-Call, I figured it out.
Yeah?
Do you know why Leonardo DiCaprio didn't get an Oscar this entire time? Because they know. Because
they know.
They know he's an Illuminati. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
The Academy Knows is also the name of my new band.
Hey, fun fact. One of my favorite bands from high school is The Academy Is.
The Academy Is. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I saw them in concert, The Academy Is.
Are you kidding me?
I did. They were opened up for Fall Out Boy.
Oh, my gosh. Have we told the story, my stories about The Academy Is?
No, I didn't know that you enjoyed The Academy Is. I'm a
huge fan of them. Huge fan of them. I'll have to tell you something about it off stream, though, for reasons. But they had their 10th anniversary.
You mean off podcast.
Off podcast, yes. They had their 10th anniversary tour. Was it last December or 2 December?
Oh my God, 10 years?
Right? I know.
Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yes. But yeah, so they had their anniversary one, and I actually went 2 nights in a row to it. I went one night, and then my brother wasn't able to get tickets, so I bought tickets for both of us for the second night.
Wow.
It was amazing. But no, I love the Academy Is. So
wow, they were one of the band. I think I only saw them once open, and to be honest, I was a little disappointed with their performance. They weren't actually very good when I saw them.
What?
Yeah, they weren't very good. Honestly, all the openings that I went to like 3 or 4 Fall Out Boy concerts in my life, and all the openings were not very good.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
And two of the openings. Actually, one of the openings I missed it, and it was Cute Is What We Aim For, which I had always wanted to see them in concert. Mm-hmm. And I was actually going to the Fall Out Boy concert so I could see Cute Is What We Aim For open.
Yes.
And I missed them because I got there late because of traffic. So that was very disappointing.
That's tough.
The other 3 times I went to go see Fall Out Boy, Gym Class Heroes was opening up for them. Do you remember that band?
Yeah, I like Gym Class Heroes.
Oh my God, I fucking hated them.
Really?
I hated them. They were so annoying, and they weren't very good live, and they just I didn't like them.
All right.
Now, every single time.
The hard question, or maybe easy question, do you still like Fall Out Boy?
To an extent, I do.
Okay.
I appreciate Fall Out Boy. Now, this is a thing that I think is an interesting question. If we still like Fall Out Boy, yeah, you know what? Like, they turned into something completely different. Do I like Fall Out Boy originally? Hell to the yes. I love their first album is awesome. Very yeah. punk, very cool. I love it. But they shift with the times. You know, they get really mm-hmm. popular. People start liking them. They go to a more mainstream sound to be on the radio. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Although Sugar We're Going Down, what a fantastic song.
Oh, I agree. Love it. I agree. Yeah, no, I still love Fall Out Boy. I like their first album and stuff. Panic at the Disco, another one. I love Panic at
the Disco. See, now that is an interesting band because they have changed so many times. Like they did what would you like, electro alternative
yep.
rock. Then they did indie rock. Then they were like, hey, everyone got pissed at us. Let's go back to electro indie, no, electro alternative thing. And then they were like, this is boring. Let's go be rappers now. And now he's like doing like gospel. Who is it again? What's his name?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, fuck. Now he's on Broadway. He's in Kinky Boots, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Dude, the man is amazing, but he pretty much runs that band. Like,
that is so awesome.
I think he fires the entire band every single time he makes a new album.
Oh. You're I all think gone. He does. I bring out new people. That's crazy.
Brendan Urie, that's his name. Oh, Brendan Urie.
That is awesome. That's great. That is great. Yeah, no, I still love all that music. I still love all that music from back in, like, my high school years, your early elementary years.
Those were my middle school years, yeah. 2006, 2007.
Yeah, no, I still love all that. Have you ever heard of Lucky Boys Confusion?
No, never.
I think they're very local to Chicago then. But, like, they were kind of in the same vein with that. But last night, actually, they were playing at one of the street fests in Chicago. And so, like, my brother texts me at 8. He's like, Lucky Boys Confusion starting at 9 if you want to go. I'm like, cool. Meet you over there. Just, like, walked over and watched them play for an hour. And then, like, went to the bars.
Dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was a good Friday night. So
there are a lot of bands, like, back then in 2006, 2007 that I really, really wanted to see that I kind of wish I was able to.
Mm-hmm.
Like back then, I had seen All American Rejects, which was very cool.
Oh, nice! Look at that. Like, you're like hip, man.
Yeah, man. I hit all those. But I loved all those kinds of like alternative rock bands
mm-hmm.
and stuff back then. And yeah, so I was huge. I think Fall Out Boy was probably my favorite band during like my middle school times. Like they okay. were like yeah. my shit. I mm-hmm. listened to them all the time. Mm-hmm. I knew all their songs. And I wanted to be just like Pete Wentz because he was an awesome bass player.
Yeah.
And he sang backup vocals. Just saying.
Just saying. Just saying.
Hey,
if everyone's looking for a bass player and backup vocals, Skanky is your man. Make it come true.
Yes. But yeah, I kind of wish I could have seen more bands. Like, I would have loved to see Panic at the Disco.
Oh, that
would have
been amazing.
Like, before they, like, changed a lot, like when their first album came out with like I Write Sins Not Tragedies. Mm-hmm. I would want to see that in concert, like the original band with them. I wish I could, but yeah, you can't anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, sad. Did I ever tell you my Augustana story on stream before?
Or not Augustana
stream, yeah. Have you ever heard of the band called Augustana?
That sounds very familiar.
Okay, do you know the Fray? Like,
The Fray, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, The Fray and Augustana released their, like, first albums right around the same time. And I randomly found them because of, like, some email from the iTunes store that was like, hey, hot new albums or something like that. And so I was listening to The Fray, and I was listening to this band called Augustana. One of their popular singles was Boston off their first album, I believe.
Okay.
And so there was a show at the House of Blues in Chicago where The Fray was headlining, and opening for them was Augustana. And I was like, this is my shit. Like, I need to go. I need to go see this. This is going to be amazing. And it's like one of those things where, like, it's great when you really want to see the opening act too, because you're like, oh my god, I got there at the beginning. That's like even better because I get to see two bands I really love. And so like my girlfriend at the time was like, all right, yeah, let's go. It's gonna be great. We'll like turn it into a whole evening of like fun stuff, of like dinner and all that kind of stuff. And so I went to the House of Blues and I saw Augustana open up for The Fray. And then when they were done, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to go get some merch. And so like we walked back to the merch table and me and my girlfriend are standing there. And, you know, I'm kind of like waiting in line. I'm like the next one to like get up and like order my stuff. And, you know, I'm talking to my girlfriend and I'm like, oh my God, that was so amazing. I was so happy to see him. Like, honestly, I was probably even more excited to see Augustana than The Fray. Like, I can't believe it was great. And like, I turn back over and the guy is like, oh my God, thank you so much for saying that. We were really excited to open for The Fray. And I didn't realize it was the band at the merch table. I think like I completely just made the guy's night. I like fanboyed so hard.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was so great. So we had like this moment of just like freaking out. It was so great. I was like,
oh, that's so cool.
Like, had no idea at all. And it was such a cool thing, but it was a great show overall. And man, I need to go to more concerts.
I know. I don't go to many concerts. I haven't gone to a concert in so long.
Yeah. No, me either. I went to the one last night, but like, I haven't gone to like a concert where like buy tickets and stuff like that for, I think it's been about 2 years now, probably.
Yeah. Have you come into contact with like famous people before?
No, I don't think so, actually.
Never seen a celebrity?
No. I don't I feel like I wouldn't notice if like they were near me. Like unless like there was like a big crowd around them gathering, because I'm like not very perceptive of stuff in real life. I kind of just like walk around in my little bubble of like not paying attention.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel like if it's like they walked into like a cafe and they weren't obviously trying to be themselves, like trying to be like a little undercover, I don't think I would notice. But what about you? Do you often run into celebrities?
Not often, but I have before.
Okay, who?
At PAX East, I met this guy named M. Cole or something. There was just so many paparazzi everywhere. I was just like, wow, this is really frustrating.
Exactly. He had snapticles on.
Oh, my God. It was,
just can't get away from the cameras, man.
He's such a douchebag. I saw it on TMZ afterwards. It was awful.
No, but hold on. I got to say something, though. Speaking of M. Cole underscore, so I have stickers from the first shirt that I had and sold. Like, I also had stickers made up of it. And my thing now...
Sell out!
I know. My thing now is I gave my brother a big stack of stickers. And so when he goes out, like, around Chicago to different bars, he puts stickers, like, where it's appropriate. Like, if there's already, like, tons of stickers, he throws
He's vandalizing bars in Chicago?
Exactly. So he throws one of my stickers up, like, on the wall or in the bathroom or something like that. And me and him were out the other... Like, I think it was, like, last week or 2 weeks ago. And... we go out to the bar and like there really isn't anyone in there and there's stickers on the cooler like behind the bar. So my brother says like the bartender, he's like, hey, do you mind, like, can you put the sticker over there on your cooler? And the bartender's like, yeah, sure. Like takes the sticker and some people at the other end of the bar is like, who is this M. Cole underscore? And I just sat there being like, oh my God, please do not say it's me. Please do not say it's me. And so my brother, being a good guy, did his best effort of trying to explain Twitch to these people. Without saying, oh, we should just ask the guy himself. I'm just like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. But yeah, so if you ever go out around Chicago, keep your eyes out for various stickers. We're leaving a trail of them. So
so funny.
So I tell him it's like it's gonna be like the Hangover movies. Like if you ever don't remember what your night is, just try and follow the stickers along.
Like, yeah.
Oh, we've been here before. So.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
I gotta make Skanky stickers.
Exactly. It's all right. Best thing I think I've ever done is make stickers. I love them even more than the shirts. Cool.
Some stickies. Make some stickies.
Yes. So, how do you feel about stickers and like putting stickers on like laptops or things around the house that you own?
I used to put stickers on my laptop a long time ago, and then I stopped when I got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is I love stickers and I have a whole bunch of them, but like, I don't know where to put them.
Yeah.
Now, like, I just don't know what I would do with them.
Yeah. I'm kind of I never put stickers on anything. Like that bothers me for some reason. Like, I can't have stickers on things. I love stickers. I just don't like putting the stickers on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that changed recently. Like, now, when I get other streamers, when they have stickers made up, and if I get any of their stickers, I stick them, put them on my different things. Like, my desktop computer that I stream on has a Starbucks sticker. A Call Me Starbucks sticker, one of mine. It has a magnet that I got from Kill Bill, and a Squall sticker on it. So, like, it's now I've turned the tide. I feel like, okay, I can put stuff on these things.
Wow. You've gotten over it. You've moved on.
I've grown. I'm waiting for a Skanky sticker, though.
Ready for a Skanky sticker. I think I am, too.
Yeah. Just gotta make it happen, man.
I gotta get a Skanky sticker going.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, one day. It'll happen, maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. They're actually pretty cheap overall. So it's
stickers are not that bad to make. Yeah.
Sticker Mule is the one that I went with and loved it.
You just gotta find a good design. That's
yes,
all.
That's the hardest part about everything. So
yeah, I gotta find a good design.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out. I'll think about it. I'll let you guys know.
Ooh, or just what you should do is you should take like the teacup from your Tea Time Skanky shirt and turn that into it or something and have like a Skanky superimposed on it.
So, ooh, that's a fun idea.
Ooh, what if you take the teacup and like the steam coming off, have it like say Skanky in the steam or something?
Whoa.
Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there. That's my new band.
Wow, you should be like a professional sticker creative maker.
Yes, exactly.
Person. Job.
I'm sure that I'll easily pay all the bills.
Yeah, why not? You can do that full time.
Exactly. Just
if people can stream full time, you can make stickers full time.
Yes. Follow your dreams.
If I can make band names full time, which I can't. Yet one day
I believe.
Then I could do anything.
Hashtag believe. I think you can do it.
Hashtag believe.
I will fund your startup for like $3 and it'll be great.
Oh my god, we already have an investor.
Yeah, there you go. See, look at that. You are big time now. You're big time now.
I am maybe the first person to have an investor in a band name organization. Should I go on Shark Tank with my idea?
Yes. Have you ever seen the Shark Tank video with the guy that draws cats?
Oh, yes. I have seen that one.
That guy is my spirit animal. I love him so much.
Oh, my God. Dude, Shark Tank is ridiculous sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
I love when they throw oh, yeah, this sounds great. And then they say one small thing and they're like, oh, no, we're out. We're out. Oh my god, it's amazing. Like, oh yeah, well, why do you want 20%? Why are you giving away 20% of your company? And it's like, well, I already sold the other 50% to someone else. And like, wait, what? I love that. Oh my god, it's so great.
It is great. I love watching that.
What a
good
show.
I like watching it, not even so much. I don't even really care about the products anymore, but I like the discussion, like back and forth between like the investor, the sharks, and like the people pitching it. And when they talk among each other, like, that's the good stuff about that show.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Good show.
Yeah, reality TV is some good shit.
Reality TV does have some good stuff. Do you watch a lot of reality TV or no?
No, I don't really watch much TV at all anymore.
Oh, you don't watch any TV?
No. Back in the day, I did. But I had very specific reality TV. Back when I used to watch reality TV, I used to not think I was watching reality TV. Because in my mind, that was like American Idol, that was like those Survivor, like all those kind of shows were like reality TV. But I like watching Shark Tank, I like watching Hell's Kitchen, I like watching Kitchen Nightmares, like all those are reality TV. So at the
Kitchen
end of the day
Nightmares.
I do. But
Kitchen Nightmares is the best.
Oh, it's so good. I think we've talked about it like every episode so far.
Every episode. But I had last year or 2 years ago, I got into Big Brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always thought I never was into Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get yourself into the community of people who like Big Brother, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Is that show still on?
Oh, hell yes, it is. There's a new season coming out in like a couple months.
Skanky Big Brother streams?
Well, I think, I don't think, well, we have a discussion, a Big Brother discussion stream. Dude, well, because, like, the cameras are on 24-7, right?
Yeah.
So people who pay extra, like, for CBS Access, All Access or whatever, mm-hmm. you get a live feed of the people in the house 24-7.
What?
No so way. there are these Twitter accounts that are, like... like Big Brother gossip and stuff, and they'll tell you what's happening in the house.
Oh my god!
And they could like tell you like, oh, we can expect this for next episode and all this stuff. I was like, oh, this is great! That's and there's so many awesome. People that are into it, and you hate specific people obviously because they're jerks, but you love other people because they're like so badass in the game. Oh my god, it's great.
That is awesome. That is yeah. so cool. I didn't realize that there was this much involved with like the Big
there
Brother
is a lot. I never had gotten into Big Brother, never knew anything about it. And then 2 years ago, I just started watching it and I got full on addicted.
That is great. That's awesome.
Yeah, holy cow. It was good. It was good.
I might have to watch Big Brother.
So. You should watch Big Brother.
Have you ever seen the Netflix show Master of None?
Is that Aziz Ansari's show?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on my queue, though.
You need to watch it. I just started watching it, and I love that show so much.
I love Aziz in general, and his parents are in it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if those are actually his parents. There are people.
Those are his real parents, I think.
Really?
Yeah,
that's even more amazing.
The thing is, his mom didn't want to do it at all.
I don't blame her.
And she still hates acting in it.
Yeah.
But Aziz has been pitching it to his parents like, come on, guys, like this is for us to spend more time together as a family. And like he's like guilting his mom into acting in his own show.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
But it's like so cute. His dad's like, you know, we're doing this for you. And so I was like, oh, like so sweet. Like,
that is really sweet. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like the second or third episode of season one, there's a really, it's just a great episode. Dealing with like his parents, and it's just like, I mean, it's just great. Like one, so it has been in my queue since it first aired, which is like a year ago or something like that, and I just never got around to it. And I saw someone tweet out something that one of the things they love about Master of None is that it's like the least cynical show ever. And I was like, it's like a nice, like refreshing, like breath of air that like, you know, so much comedy is like cynical and sarcastic and stuff like that, and like they said, like, this one doesn't have it. And I started watching it, and it's, like, everything about it is just, like, it feels honest and upbeat and, like, just a great look at everything. And I don't know, it's just kind of, it's just really, really, really cool. And that, like, he can deliver on, like, so many things that we experience in our real life just so well. Like, I watch it, and I'm, like, I feel like I'm watching, like, me and my friends, except, like, they do cooler stuff than me and my friends.
Yeah.
So, like, that's cool. Same conversations, but yeah. So, I strongly recommend you check that out. It's good.
Yeah, I really gotta watch it. It's on the list. It's on the list. I've been watching The Keepers on Netflix.
Oh, how is that?
Wow, it's a little intense, man.
Yeah,
it's a really intense show. Yeah, it's like, have you heard anything about it?
No, I've heard nothing about it.
It's like a true crime series, kind of like Making a Murder. I think it's made by the same guy who made Making a Murderer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which you've heard about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's about like this nun who gets murdered, and they like try to. They've been trying to figure out who killed this nun.
Oh wow!
Like in the 70s.
Wow. Okay.
Until today, and it's like the story behind all these people that were involved in this whole big conspiracy to cover up her death. And the first like four episodes are like very, very intense and like disturbingly descriptive about things.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, if you're very, very sensitive, I would not recommend watching it, but like it's a pretty interesting show. It's pretty interesting.
I'll check it out.
If you're into the true crime stuff, then yeah, it's all you.
I love true crime stuff. I eat that stuff up. Isn't always a good thing.
That one's good. Yeah, probably not. Do you like documentaries at all?
Love documentaries. Love documentaries.
Have you seen Tickled?
No.
Have you heard of Tickled?
No. Yeah, wait, maybe I have. I feel
it's about
like
the competitive tickling?
I have heard about this, yes.
All right, I went to go see that in theaters. And that movie is so fucked up, but so good.
Oh my gosh, I need to like watch it.
Oh my god, I think it's on HBO.
Oh really?
It's on HBO, and they also have a second like after, like what happens after type of thing.
Oh my god,
like small short thing that you could watch. Oh my god, it's so good.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, go watch Tickled.
I was gonna get Tickled, but yeah, I'll watch it too, I guess. I don't. But awkward. This is, I am shocked that you're still friends with me.
Like, hey, after we played that game, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I think that took a real big hit on our friendship.
That's right. For those of you guys
keep talking, nobody explodes.
Yeah, for those guys that don't know, Skanky just said, this week we did a stream together. Me and Skanky, first time in a long time we've done a stream together, actually.
When was the last time we streamed together?
I don't know. Was it when we played The Forest? Maybe?
Wow, it was The Forest.
Yeah, and that was like last year sometime, I think.
Oh my god, that was so long ago.
It was so long ago. But yeah, we did a stream together. We played this game, Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes, which was testing. What is this game, Skanky? Can you explain the game for people that have never played or seen Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes?
Sure. So it is a game that one person has a manual and the other person's trying to defuse a bomb. And like different modules are on the bomb, and you like it's timed. So the person in the manual has to read to them like how to disable the bomb, and no one can see. Like the person disabling the bomb can't see the manual, and the person with the manual can't see the bomb. So the person disarming the bomb has to describe everything that they like is happening to the person with the manual, and it's very, very stress inducing.
It is very. It's also so much fun. So much fun. I had an absolute
It was so
blast.
Much fun. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Oh, it was great. It was great. Yeah, we would switch off bomb person and manual person and stuff. And yeah, no, it's just, it's crazy. It's so well made. And it's like the asymmetrical information, like you're saying, like the two different people have two sets of information, so you have to like work together and communicate. It's just, I don't know, it works so well for something that is really at the end so simple, right? Like they didn't have to program any network code and all like that kind of stuff to like join up in games. It's like, no, like you have the game going, and I literally have a PDF type like manual of paper. So
yeah, I know, it's so simple, but like it's really, it really like is a good test of teamwork.
Yeah, no, it is,
you know.
Yeah, it feels like team building exercises, like really, like,
yeah, it does feel like team building exercises stuff, but when me and Emcol make a company together, that's going to be our team building exercise for the quarter.
Yeah,
force everyone to do that.
I should make all my mods play that together.
That's a great idea.
Exactly, like let's get on the same page and work out our communication skills. And
what are you trying to say, Emcol? Your mods don't have good communication skills? You want to talk about something here? Did Tiny say something or maybe not say something?
It was Pracemaker, let's be honest. Messaged me afterwards. He's like, you never tell me about your feelings, man. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Prace. That was
It's like me and Joe Mumbly.
Exactly.
Okay. You want to see me and Joe Mumbly's last conversation? I'll read it out loud for everybody.
Go ahead.
Don't worry. It's not personal at all. Ready? This is me and Joe's conversation. Hey, Skanks, heart. Joe, heart. That's it.
Oh my gosh. You don't talk to Joe Mumbly enough.
That was last Thursday.
Oh my god. How do you go an entire week without talking to Joe Mumbly?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just don't know. It's okay. I love Joe.
This is no way to live.
It's no way to live, man.
It's no way to live.
Got to have a mod meeting.
Exactly.
A moderator meeting. That's what we got to have.
Yep. So, yeah, but you and I hadn't streamed for a while together. I think, honestly, I think a big part of it is just also because we do the podcast. So, like, because you and I talk every week, and so like it doesn't always come to the forefront to like do stuff outside the podcast necessarily.
That's true, yeah. And we stream at the same time sometimes, so
yeah. Well, that would be, like, that would be perfect for douche die dual streams, because
douche streams,
douche streams,
douche douchebag streams.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Put a dollar in the jar, Schmidt.
Yes. I am Schmidt.
You are Schmidt from New Girl.
No, I'm not Schmidt.
If anything, I'm Nick. Let's just all accept the fact that I'm Nick. I am the awesome,
you're Nick,
awesomeness that is him. But I think that's in my dating profile, actually.
That you're a Nick?
That I'm Nick from New Girl.
Nick from New Girl. Guys, if you haven't seen New Girl, I know, it sounds like a cheesy show, and that, oh, I'm not gonna like it. It's the fucking best show I've ever watched in my entire life.
Whoa, the best.
It is so amazing.
The best. Oh, and no, that's not mine. Mine is John Oliver's My Spirit Animal. So.
Oh, you know, we never talked about the celebrity thing again. Oh, we got off that topic.
Yes.
Talking about that, I did meet John Oliver.
Wait, what?
I have a selfie with John Oliver.
Hold on.
Both of us, no. Both of us making a derpy face.
No way. Shut up.
Yeah, I do. I met him. He's a nice guy.
You have got to send this to me. Private message me on this on Discord. I need to
I got
to
find it. I'll go find
That's
this
fine.
Picture and I'll send
you can
it
do it
me.
After stream. I just need to see this. That is
after
amazing.
Podcast.
After podcast. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Jesus. No way. That is so cool.
Yeah, I did meet John Oliver. He's a nice guy.
Wow, I like how that really went full circle. I had no idea that was going to happen.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, well, it was actually, this was before, this was after, fuck, what's it called? What's it, his show hadn't started yet. Last okay. Week Tonight yeah, hadn't yeah. started yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he had just left Jon Stewart's show.
Okay, yeah.
Or Jon Stewart's show had just ended. So it was like a weird in-between time for him. So he was doing stand-up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I went to stand-up show.
Nice. That's awesome.
With him. And yeah, he was nice. He was cool. He was very British. Wow.
Very British. Very
I
British.
Don't think any I've heard anyone be more British. And I was like, "All right, we're going to do a derpy face." And he was like so fucking polite.
Oh.
He's like, man. "All right, let's do it."
I think that's Australian. You're a British accent.
That's Australian. Yeah, that was Australian.
Your
I'm
British
sorry.
British accent sounded Australian.
I'm sorry. That wasn't good. That wasn't good. It was the moment. Like I, you know, you just tossed me in there, and I was trying.
Please tell me you did out. An Australian accent for him, of him.
Oh no,
no,
no. I did ask him for a job though, and then he said, "Fuck off." No, he didn't, and I also didn't ask him because I'm not that person.
Yeah, I don't think I could. I don't think I could work. For John Oliver, for two reasons.
Why not?
I feel like that job is super stressful. Like, first of all, and second of all,
You think?
I feel like it is. I feel like it is. I feel like everything surrounding that area is super stressful. And second of all, I feel like it kind of ruins a little bit of the magic of, like,
what's going I see what on. You mean.
Like, when you see all the behind the scenes stuff, it's not as cool as when you, like, just kind of see the final product. But.
That's true. Now, this is going to be my argument against what you said.
Okay.
Okay, number one, I'm sure it's stressful.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's only once a week show.
Yeah.
They do a lot of research, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it takes them a couple months to get a story together.
Yeah, probably.
So they're always working on that. But the actual production of the show, probably not super duper crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you got the backs of HBO. So you got a lot of people working at HBO who like are also working with you and back and forth and all that great stuff. So I don't know if it's like, if it was every night, like a Colbert or like Jimmy Fallon or something like that, like those late night shows, that's probably stressful as fuck. Like that's probably really stressful.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be like super crazy all the time, you know, like they do a lot of long form kind of stories on John Oliver's show.
It's mostly research
and it might take away a little bit from the allure of it. But I think you see it from a different perspective, which is also kind of interesting.
Yeah,
because you'd
true.
Be part of everything and kind of like understand how everything was made. Which I thought would be that'd be kind of cool to know like how. Like, there, I would love to be in the writer's room for, like, one of the shows that they tape. Just to see, like, who comes up with all the jokes? Like, is it actually John Oliver? Like, are there other people throwing ideas? Like, I would love also to see the jokes that didn't land.
Yeah.
Like, which ones didn't get put in? Like, I'd love to see that.
Oh, you're selling me on this. Do you think we can get John Oliver onto the podcast?
Yeah, I'll email him. We're best friends.
I got
his phone number.
I always think to myself, like, especially with the podcast, like, it'd be so cool to, like, get someone that's, like, just famous. Not because they're famous, but because they do work that we respect to get on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I always think to myself, like, the problem is getting a hold of them. Like, if we were able to somehow get a hold of John Oliver, don't you think, like, he might be interested to be like, hey, just 30 minutes of your, like, week, just come on over and hang out and, like, chat with, like, two really big fans of yours? Like, I feel like some of them might be like, yeah, okay, that'd be cool. No? Never mind.
maybe? I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think, like, let's get a celebrity on the podcast.
Which,
like,
is 0 to 100.
let's get a Twitch streamer with over 1 million followers today. Let's do it.
Today.
Like, I think it's harder to get into contact with them. They don't even have PR people.
Yeah, but that's why I feel like it's more difficult with the PR person because, like, they're better at.
At least you have a point of contact, though.
Yeah, you have Twitter.
I mean, okay, let's go tweet at Summit with the other 1,000 people who are tweeting at him. Be like, yo, bro, want a DM? Follow for the DM.
I'm challenging us now. If anyone out there that's listening to Shenantics has an in with a giant streamer and you think they would be interested in being on Shenantics, let us know so that we can prove Skanky wrong.
Yeah, go ahead. Prove me wrong. Do it. You won't.
You won't do it.
You won't do it. You won't.
You know
what was I challenging you last time? What was I saying? You won't
cooking
do
show.
Last
I've
time?
Actually made moves to do the cooking show.
Yeah, you won't.
You won't. You won't
do that. You're not gonna do that. Come on, let's just be honest here for a second.
Do you
all right?
know?
You're not gonna. Do that.
If anyone out there knows a celebrity that'd be on Shenantics, that would also work. We would take that as a substitute. Maybe they were in Fast and the Furious. Maybe they work on Last Week Tonight. Who knows? Just throwing some ideas out there, see what sticks at the wall.
This is what I want. Ready?
Yeah.
I want an M-Call Gordon Ramsay stream.
Oh my God, that would be the best thing ever.
That's what I want. Really, I want to do a stream with Gordon Ramsay and just have him, like, you just really yell at me the whole time.
He does respond to his tweets.
I love how we're, like, trying to figure out someone no. to bring on this podcast.
No, I'm just thinking right now, like, I was like, what if I could somehow get Gordon Ramsay to accept to, like, do something with me? Like, the look on your face. Of
that,
like,
man is so freaking busy.
Yeah, right? He doesn't even have 30 minutes to be like.
I think he sleeps, like, 3 hours a night or something.
He has to. He's always on, like, 8 different projects launching, like, new restaurants.
He has so many restaurants. He has all these TV shows. Like, how does that guy breathe?
I don't know.
I don't know, man, but it's amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah, good help. You got good help. Good people underneath.
Great help, yeah.
Make sure everything's in line so you just go from thing to thing to thing. So, like, Elon
good
Musk
assistance.
Also, like, is just, like...
Oh, love Elon.
Nonstop, like, working and stuff. But
yeah. He's a cool guy, too, Elon. Interesting guy.
Yeah.
I'd like to have him on the podcast.
He is someone that definitely does not have time to be on our podcast.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. He's running like 4 companies. He's
I'm running a Twitch channel, and I work. So come on,
so
no
come,
excuse.
Come at me, Mr. Musk.
Come on, what are you just? What is he doing? What is he, a rocket scientist or something? Like, Jesus. God. Jerk.
Oh my gosh. It's not like he's putting things into space and... reinventing cars.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's not doing that, like, anything like that, you know?
Yeah, no, he probably has no time. We could probably get Richard Branson to join us. I feel like he's...
Richard Branson? Yeah?
Like, he's not doing anything
No,
anymore.
He's going to be on a yacht, though. It's going to be very, very difficult to get a hold of him.
No, they have to have internet on the yacht. Probably provided by Virgin. So bad. We have gone to a weird place on this podcast. So,
what has this podcast turned into? It's like Dad Joke Central.
Oh, I know.
I don't even know what to
do. Two grown men fanboying over celebrities trying to
I don't even know, like, what to say.
It's just slow clap, dude. Do the golf clap. Slow golf clap. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
This is why we can't have nice things, because we just encourage each other.
Exactly. We can't keep going on like this.
We can't. We need to breathe.
Which is why I'm gonna change the subject completely, so we can get off of this and Perfect. We can still be friends. Yes, okay? Because yes. We're already on the rocks right now.
Yes,
all right.
Yes. Like a nice just listen cold to drink.
Me. Nice cold drink. Nerdy Dad came up with a little bit of a topic for us to talk about on this stream.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about stream teams and our thoughts and our opinions on stream teams on Twitch. So, M-Call, what's your opinion and thoughts on stream teams?
Well, first, we should say what a stream team is.
Great idea. M-Call, what's a stream team?
Even though I was going to ask you, I like how I always try to get, like, the first question over to you to, like, give you all the hard work.
See? Look what it feels like.
I know, this is tough. Like, a stream team is basically when a group of, like, streamers gets together and, like, helps each other out, promotes each other, and stuff like that, pretty much, right?
Yeah. It's officially through Twitch, though. You can join a stream team, you know?
But it's official, and there's also a bunch of unofficial ones, too.
There are unofficial ones, too.
Like, the nice thing about the official one through Twitch is that it shows up on people's page that are part of the team. It'll say, like, what team they're on and stuff like that, and it has a name.
Yes.
And the few things, like, with the Twitch part is that you can only be on one team at a time. You can be part of multiple teams, but you can only display one team at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Is my understanding. And then, because I'm on a team. I don't remember what team I'm on, actually.
What teams are you on?
I'm on when Pokemon first came out. What's the blue Pokemon from Pokemon Go? The blue team? The blue trainer team?
Blue team?
Valor? No, that's the red team. Mystic.
You're
Mystic.
Instinct, aren't you?
Mystic?
Yeah. Oh, Mystic.
Yeah, I'm on team Mystic.
Okay.
Just because someone created Team Mystic, and I was playing Pokemon Go at the time. I was like, yeah, please, let me join. So that shows up
Pokemon
as my,
Go.
It shows up as my team. But yeah, and so like when you click on through it, it'll list a page with all the streamers that are part of the team, and then which ones are live right now, and how many people are watching them, and stuff like that. It's pretty much the stream teams through Twitch. I don't know how I feel about stream teams. I feel like through Twitch, they really aren't used all that much. And if they are used, I feel like they're used more as like a cosmetic thing, or like it's a set and forget it type thing, where it really isn't a group of people that work together on as a team to do anything. And I feel like if people are on a stream team where it is like they're working together, I think overall it can be a good thing or a great thing. One that comes to my mind very vividly is when I first started watching Twitch, I primarily watched Minecraft. And at that time of when I was watching Twitch, a big group in the Minecraft community was called the Build Guild. And It was just a whole bunch of streamers that was like, it was invite only type thing into like this like clan of people, and they were all really, 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 really good at building. It had like had a big range of people. The big ones were like Bacon Donut, Giant Waffle, Sevidus, Death Ridge Craft. You had people like Eddie Ruckus, a whole bunch of people that were part of this. Acoustic was part of it. And they, one nice thing about this is that, especially with Minecraft, they would build on servers together. So they would launch a vanilla server and everyone would build on it. So you could see other people's builds and stuff like that. A modded server. So they'd be like, okay, we're doing this month, we're going to launch the Build Guild, you know, modded, so a certain mod pack. We're going to launch a server with it. And then they all kind of play on it together. And some of them will team up and build a base together and go through the mods together and stuff like that. They would do little events with each other where, like, I remember on their vanilla server, they did a thing where they, like, killed the dragon, but they could only use sticks. And, I don't know, they just did a whole bunch of fun stuff like that. And so it worked really, really well for them in the sense that it did a few things. It gave them better content to create because they constantly had people that they can work with and collaborate with. But it also kind of helps out the smaller streamers in it, right? If you're part of the Build Guild and you're a smaller, not like small streamer, because all of them were partnered, but like if you're not like I mean, Giant Waffle rakes in like thousands and thousands and thousands of viewers. But if you're someone that has like 100 or 200, then you get a nice little bump from that because you work hard on the server. And when they see your build, it's like, oh, I want to go watch Eddie Ruckus build his mega build on the server. And so I feel like that one worked out really, really, really well for all of them. And it was also very public facing, right? Like the servers were the Build Guild servers, and like it was very well known, where I feel like a lot of the stream teams, at least these days, aren't as well known. Like someone might be part of it, but like you don't really notice it. Maybe if you read it on the channel, but that might be as much as you hear about it. So
yeah.
What are your thoughts and feels about stream teams?
I think stream teams are cool. I think it's really up to the person who like runs the stream team to make it a collective effort between everyone, you know? I think the exclusivity of stream teams is like cool. And if you can get onto like a good one and like everyone is agrees that, you know, we're all going to like help each other and host each other and like do charity streams together and all that. Then that's cool. I think that's pretty awesome that people would do that. I've never had a stream team, never been invited to one, never even been involved with anything related to stream teams. So I don't really know anything about it, to be honest.
Poor Skanky.
Yeah. Aww. I mean, it's okay.
But the thing also though is like, smaller streamers do this too, because to be on one that's like actually on Twitch, a partner has to submit for the stream team like name and like have it actually be a Twitch one, and then invite people to it. But small streamers can do it also, but more informally, right? And so like you can get together with a whole bunch of friends that you stream with or that you know stream, and kind of create a group among yourselves. And Streamlabs actually recently announced, I don't know if it's actually released yet, kind of like tools to kind of like help stream teams in general, and like kind of give them ways to communicate with each other, and like find stream teams, like teams that you can be part of, and like kind of develop this entire like mentoring type program through it, where like you can pair new streamers with more experienced streamers, because they had like some statistic where it's like, what is it, like 80% or something of all new streamers stop streaming in the first 2 months or something like that, based on their data. And so like their idea behind it was, if you get new streamers partnered up with, or paired up with, let's not use partner, but paired up with, you know, more established streamers, then maybe you'll cut that down a little more, because if they have questions or problems, they can go to the more experienced streamer and ask them questions, and then maybe they can get a little bit of a bump in their viewership from the person that already has an established community.
So I
feel like it's more valuable, or it can be very valuable for the smaller streamers to kind of, if you find a group of other streamers that you like work really, really well with, maybe like to kind of develop a team with them. And you could do the nice thing about like, if you brand your team well and everyone kind of sticks to it, then it can kind of be kind of like help out all the different communities. But the hard thing with that is finding other streamers that would be good to be in your team. Like, I think that's the hardest thing in general on Twitch is A, finding streamers to watch, and B, like, finding good, consistent streamers to watch, and B, finding ones to, like, network and partner up with. Because, like, if you think about it, like, even you and I, Skanky, and, like, the people that, like, in our various communities or tangent communities to ours, like, we work together with a lot of them. But like we just don't go by like an official name, you know what I mean? And we kind of support them, especially if like someone in one of our communities starts streaming. You know, we usually go over, watch them, support them, host them, or you know, kind of give them a little bit of a signal boost if they're doing something big for one of their streams or something like that. So we kind of do a lot of that now, just without any official designation.
But that's true. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is like unspoken, kind of. Teaming ish, you know, like, I mean, like I have like friends on Twitch that like we go and host each other and like hang out in each other's streams and stuff, but like we're not like part of an official team or anything, you know?
No, exactly.
But I mean, I don't know. I guess that's a little different though than like having some sort of official Twitch team put together.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, you guys, like, are under one brand almost, like a different brand name that someone else has created,
mm-hmm.
and you work together to, like, further that, yeah. I guess, kind of. It really depends on the person who makes it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're serious about the team or if it's just, like, a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
But,
yeah, like, and I think that's what, and a second thing is that we put a lot of work, energy, time, and thought into, like, the channels that we make, and, like, to kind of, like, couple it or pair it with or be underneath another person's brand also, that kind of doesn't always feel good, you know, like, oh no, I put so mm-hmm. much work into mine, like, and now I'm kind of just like tagging along with yours, but also it can injure yours if you don't join a good team and like there's something going on with it, then like that drama or that thing can kind of like come over and, you know, hurt yours too, like, you know,
yeah,
your stream. So it's so kind of, that's why, like, it's kind of, you got something I would say to think about a little more instead of just jumping in. So
I agree.
Yes, but
look at that, easy mode.
Exactly. It's perfect.
Twitch teams, interesting.
Yes, exactly. No, it is cool. I mean, I don't know, sometimes also I just don't, it's hard. I think it's hard pairing up and working with other people sometimes.
Yeah.
Because even you and I, like, we, as much as we joke around about, like, issues and playing Keep Talking, No Big Exposed, like, we have pretty good communication between the two of us, right? Like,
yeah,
to make sure we always record Shenantics every week, 21 weeks in a row, and all that kind of stuff. And even still, yeah, it's not easy, right? Like,
no, it never gets easy.
Yeah, you pointed out, and when we were playing Keep Talking, No Big Exposed, or when we were planning to do it, you were pointing out all the times that we had talked, or I had said we should play a game together that never actually came to fruition.
It's true.
Exactly.
Many a times we like planned stuff, but like it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, exactly. We'll have like, or we'll have great ideas like, oh, I want to do this, and it's like, for whatever reason, this never happens. Like, either our streams go in different directions, or we don't have time for it, or who knows what it is, but like,
yeah,
even between like just you and I, it gets tough. So
yeah,
but I don't know, I think now that I think about it more, I think I like the idea of stream teams. I don't know if I like them in execution so much.
It seems like there needs to be something else,
yeah,
in them. I can't really say what it is.
Yeah.
Kind of like communities on Twitch.
Yes, exactly.
I feel like there needs to be something else, but I can't really tell you what it is.
Yeah. No, I so agree with that, actually.
You know, what happened my stream yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Someone came to my stream that was new and said that they found me because of me streaming in the positivity community.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Also,
and that person who came in already knew someone else in my chat.
Oh wow, that's actually really cool.
It was so weird. I was like, wow, Twitch is like a really small world, like in a very odd way.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's like, awesome.
It was so weird.
That is really, really, yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
More you know.
I what was I say? I feel like, I like with what they're trying to do with communities, or what they had hoped or planned with it. I feel like the execution for that has just been garbage and awful.
Yeah.
I have two specific reasons of why I think communities are kind of have broken down a little bit, in my opinion. So for those guys that don't know, this was announced at PAX South, I believe, or was it PAX East? It was PAX South, because I didn't go to the PAX.
PAX South, yeah.
I didn't, yeah, go to the PAX East keynote, I don't think. At PAX South, they announced Twitch communities, and basically what it is that anyone on Twitch can join a community, and anyone can create a community if they want. And basically, and you can only be in one community at a time. You set it before you start streaming that day, and you can actually change it whenever you want. And what it does is your stream shows up, and basically this new categorization type thing. So Skanky said like he was in positivity. So when he goes before he starts stream, underneath community types positivity, joins that one, and then when he streams, his stream shows up in there. I have two that I typically stream in, one called Sandbox and one called Mistakes, both made by me, actually. And so So I kind of stream in there. It's a way mine. I'm not doing it right because there's no reason I would get any exposure because there's no reason someone would look for the mistakes or sandbox communities.
Yeah.
But like when they announced it, a big one they announced was like speedrunners, right? So there's tons of speedrunning across Twitch and they are all in various different games. How do you find any of those ones? If you're interested in watching speedrunning, how do you find the people that are speedrunners? And so that makes it like a little bit difficult. And then with communities, you can just go to the speedrunning community and now look at all these people you can follow. Is kind of what they did. And then when it first came out, a big thing that popped up was people would create communities for a game, right? Like, oh, you have the Overwatch community. Well, that's kind of pointless because you have the Overwatch game category. And then the second thing that kind of happened is, and this is why I think it's kind of broken as of right now, is the community page is, because you can go into it and browse through just all the communities, a list of them. The community page is dominated by big streamers again, because they all created their own communities for their communities, and they are the top communities because they stream in there. Like Lyrics is Cats Only, right? And so whenever Lyric is streaming, the number one community is Cats Only, right? And that's helpful if you want to find someone that's choosing to arbitrarily be in Lyric's community. But I don't see how it's that helpful necessarily. Positivity is a great one. If you want to find streamers that don't get salty and aren't assholes and stuff like that, Positivity would be a great one to kind of browse through. Like, now that you've told me about that one, I think I might actually go A, stream in there, and B, look in there for other streams.
Yeah, you should. It's actually pretty cool. There's a lot of people in there.
Yeah, so I think that's cool. But like, you know, but for me to find Positivity, I would have to scroll through until I find it, because the top 10, 20 or so are usually just big streamers and their communities. Yeah. And so it's kind of, I don't know, I just feel like that's kind of a little bit of self-defeating and doesn't really help with the discovery of communities. So
it kind of goes back to like, Twitch has been making a lot of like different things. And I was talking on stream yesterday about, like, I haven't even been streaming for an entire year until next month, but so many things have happened to Twitch in these past almost year that I've been streaming. Like with Twitch, like Clips came out, transcodes for everyone, communities, affiliate status, like all these crazy big changes this past year. And I'd like to thank myself, because I think I helped bring all those in, so you guys are all welcome.
Video uploads they did.
Video uploads, all that great stuff, which no one really uses yet, but eventually. But the new one, do you see vodcasting?
I did see that. I haven't looked too much into it, but it does kind of look cool.
Is really cool, and I kind of want to try it next week to see what it's all about. But if you guys don't know what vodcasting is, it's pretty much you can choose a VOD and replay it live.
Or even a video upload, not even just a VOD.
Or a video upload live. And it'll show up like you're live. And you could talk to your community in the chat and just watch the video again. And like, it's kind of cool.
Oh my God.
Like, I think it's pretty sweet.
No, it is so cool. Oh, I have so many cool ideas with this now. Here's why. Okay, so I played Portal 2 on Monday, since I had the day off work. And I played it beginning to end, and first of all, amazing freaking game. So incredibly good. Absolutely love that game. And the entire time that I'm playing it, Rabbit, Tiny, and Joe are in a voice chat just discussing what's going on in the game, like live, like talking about it, because like I think they've all three played it. And I talked to Joe afterwards, and he's like, we really wish you were in there with us so we could be talking to you about things that are like going on. And I said to him, I was like, it would actually be maybe like one day, like we should all just rewatch the VOD together so you guys can point out stupid shit that happened or whatever it is that you guys want to point out to me, and like we can just rewatch it. And I think that'd be really, really cool, especially like I've streamed so many games over the past year and some of them are short. Like, I think it'd be really cool to upload my entire playthrough of The Wolf Among Us, and if there's anyone that wants to watch it with me, like, why don't we just throw up on a day I'm not streaming, like a Friday night, throw up my VOD of The Wolf Among Us and we can all watch it together. If you're new to the channel, you've never seen it before, you can watch it for the first time, react together, and just kind of like have a good time about it again. Or reminisce. Let's say you were there and you're like, oh man, do you remember this, that, and the other thing? So I really like this idea. It makes me sad though that they don't have unlimited VOD storage though. Because for me to get it, after 60 days, I have to re-upload those to their upload you know, to video uploads in order to get them available.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks, but...
That does kind
of
suck.
So, I don't know. I just... And, like, what, should I just have a rolling of keep uploading every single VOD I've ever done, like, as they go away?
God, that would...
It's just...
That would be rough.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think there's like a little mismatch of what their intents are here, I was excited for the vodcast, but I don't think I was as excited as I am now thinking about it. So
yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I saw the blog post and I was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't even read it. Yeah. And then I saw someone doing it and I was like, whoa, this is really cool. Yeah.
And then
I finally read the blog post. I was like, okay, this is actually, I'm kind of behind this. This is pretty sweet.
Yeah. Another idea I have with it is October I play horror games. And I played them last October. And I don't think a horror game is all that good to play a second time, like, because you don't get all the good reactions, right? I'm not going to be as scared of Until Dawn the second time I play it as I was the first time. So instead of playing it again, like, if we have, like, a Friday or something and I'm not streaming, why not just throw up the VOD of me playing Until Dawn and we can just all watch it together? Like,
it's a good idea.
Like, that'd be
it's a good idea.
A great way to, like, get the content out there and do stuff with the community, so...
I like it.
Yeah, I'm much more sold on this now that we thought this out together.
Look at that. We talked it out. It was great.
Exactly. It was great. So,
can we talk about one simple thing, though, that Twitch doesn't have yet?
Yeah.
Why can't we just filter, like, by something specific?
I know. I agree.
Like, why can't we just filter by, like, viewers or, like, by, like, something? Like, I don't know. Like, doesn't that seem like, instead of having to scroll all the way to the bottom to find, like, smaller streamers... Mm-hmm. Just have some simple, you know.
No, I agree.
Little filters, right?
Oh, Twitch, why don't you just give us more? No, but I mean, they started with that a little bit because you can actually filter out languages, which you never used to be able to.
Like, yeah, I know you can do that.
It used to be such a pain in the butt that I would try and go find. I mean, heck, this actually happened back when I was still trying, like, before I'd found Skanky when I was looking for streamers, and. You would go into, like, Stardew Valley, for example, and be like, oh, look, there's 100 streams live. And you click and you're like, oh, nope, that's in German. Oh, that one's in Russian. Oh, that one's in English. Oh, I'm not really feeling them. All right, let's go to the next one. Oh, we're back to German again. You're like, oh, my God. Like, I just want...
Yeah.
Just tell me all the English ones. Because I don't understand the Russian and German, so it's not
that
great to watch for me. And so they finally added that. So, like, there's hope, I guess, that maybe it would come around to the corner. Or could be around the corner.
I hope so, ma'am. So, I really hope so. Yeah,
I mean, one of the problems they have, because people are saying, like, can we get it so we load the page, like, reverse viewer numbers? So have, like, smaller streamers at top and big streamers at bottom. I mean, we kind of have a problem with that in that there's, what, thousands of people with zero viewers in Overwatch? Like, how do you... Yeah, you know I mean, like, that's not really effective necessarily. But with filtering like you want, you could say, show me ones that are 20 or lower, and the people at top are ones with 20 viewers. Like, that would be still,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, it'd still be effective and a great way to find things. So,
yeah, one day.
But like you said,
one day it will happen.
Yeah, they've added tons of stuff, so there is hope. There is hope, but that will get more stuff. So,
you know, talking about people with small viewer accounts, MCall, aren't we supposed to do a small streamer shout out?
Oh, we are, and I have one. So
wow,
yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wait, it is my turn, right?
Yes, it, like, is. It is 100% your turn.
I was
turn.
Like about to, like, steal your thunder. I'm sorry for whoever Skanky small streamer shout out.
It's all you. It's all you. You have a small streamer shout out to give today.
Skanky, what is the small streamer shout out, by the way?
Let me explain it to you because I know for some reason it's not getting through your head what a small streamer shout out is. Okay,
yes.
So listen closely.
Are you telling me, right? Not the viewers?
I'm telling you, man. You asking? All right. MCall.
Yes.
The small streamer shout out is what we do once per week when we release the podcast on Monday in the morning. And we call out a streamer. We say, hey, this person, they're good at streaming. They don't have a very high viewer count most times or sometimes or not at all. Maybe we should go to their stream and say hello to them because they are a great person and nice and have good, fun streams with great content.
Good communities.
Good communities. See, he knows.
I'm learning.
He knows.
I'm learning.
He's learning. He's learning. So, yeah, we do a little shout out and we switch on and off. I did last week and M. Cole is going to give a nice little shout out to someone. And it would be awesome, guys, if you went over to their channel, dropped him a follow, said hello, that you're from Shenantics, and just, yeah, go and check him out and stuff. It'd be nice, yeah. You know? Yeah.
One way.
Spread the love.
One way for us to have discoverability on Twitch without having to use Twitch tools.
There you go. We're doing Twitch a service. You're welcome. Exactly. We expect our check in the mail.
Exactly. Maybe we should be on Twitch Weekly one week. Ooh.
I was already on there. They called me Skooku. I don't want to do that again.
So small streamer shout out this week. I do have a streamer I want to shout out. His name is Sloth Monster. You can find him at twitch.tv/Sloth Monster. He is primarily
a sloth.
A Minecraft streamer. Does dabble a little bit in the variety, but his main focus is Minecraft. He is a great, awesome streamer. His regular schedule is Wednesday through Friday, starting at 7 p.m., Saturday starting at 2 p.m., and Sunday starting at 2 p.m. And those are all Central Standard Time, and he's really, really cool. I first met Sloth Monster kind of through like and munitions like armory type community, like all of her subs and stuff. But I really started watching him and got to know him after one of the Twitch Chicago meetups. Saw him there, hung out with him there for a while, and he is just such a cool guy. Really, really, really cool. He's actually like on the verge of getting the numbers for partnership. So like whenever I can kick him a little bit of support, I like to do that because like I said, he has earned it and he's just right there. So anything we can do to get him over that edge would be awesome.
Guys, go check out Sloth Monster.
Exactly. twitch.tv/Sloth Monster. Yeah, he streams regularly. He's tons of great, awesome people hanging out there and just great content. So
why Sloth Monster?
I don't know the origin of his username.
I'll have to get him on. All right, we're going to have to ask him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also follow him on Twitter at twitter.com/Sloth Monster. Also, if you are into the Twitter type stuff, so then like
wow, same username on Twitter and Twitch.
I know, right? Amazing. That's kind of unusual, Mr. I Skanky. I mean, Skanky with an X. Whichever one it is.
It's taken. What do you want me to do? What do you
rebrand
want me to do?
Your entire channel? Twitch has name changes.
I'm gonna rebrand everything, guys. My Twitch name is now going to be Stan. Twitch.tv/Stan.
Exactly. And his startup music is always the Eminem song with Dodo, like Stan. Like, that's how everything's going to start from now on. I love that we got the Twitch rebrand here live on Shenantics.
Oh, my God.
It'll be great. I can't wait. You have no choice now. You got to do it.
I got to do it now.
It's not like you edit the podcast. You can take all this out. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, that, so yeah, like Skanky said, though, if you guys go on over and check out Sloth Monster, as you should, make sure you let them know that Shenantics sent you.
Shenantics sent you. And also say that Skanky's the best.
And hashtag MCole rocks.
Hashtag MCole rocks. I like that one. That's good. Yes, that's good. It's real
Shenantics good. Shenantics Fanatics is still like my favorite. I haven't used that hashtag.
Shenantics Fanatics. Oh my God.
Forever.
Dude, why did I completely forget that was a thing? Shenantics Fanatics. We need to make sure that we use that.
We do. It's a very long hashtag, but
I kind of love it too.
Kind of love it too.
All right, I got to do that. I'm going to use that from now on.
It's a good one.
Shenantics Fanatics. Yes. Shenantics Fanatics.
Keep repeating it. You'll eventually remember.
I'll remember. So now we have our food finished.
Look at that. You're on top of things today.
Dude, I am so good at podcasting now.
Do you want to try the outro also?
Oh, no. That's you. I don't know anything about that. Oh. I tried it once and oh my God, I butchered it more than a butcher cutting a cow open.
Skanky. Yeah. How do you feel about mac and cheese?
I fucking love mac and cheese. Oh, if it's too much cheese, though. Like I don't know if I like mac and cheese if they sprinkle like not hot cheese on top. Like if you have like regular
sexy
like,
cheese only.
Mac and cheese. Yeah, like if they have regular cheese and they're like, hey, we're gonna put some Parmesan on top of this. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know if I'm into that.
How do you feel, Skinky?
Yeah.
I thought you muted yourself, all of a sudden you were gone. I was like,
no, I'm here. Don't you worry. I'm here.
How do you feel about
I'm listening.
How do you feel about like the cheap Kraft mac and cheese out of the box?
Oh, I love those.
Those are so
great. Those are so good.
Do you agree with the correct theory that the what is it when a theory's been proven a law? Do you agree with the law that mac and cheese, the ranking from least good to most good is regular noodles, spirals, shapes of any sort, like the SpongeBobbies and the other ones, like those are by far the tastiest.
Oh, I love the SpongeBob
They're
ones.
So good.
Any one of those shapes, those are great.
Exactly.
I would say, do you think, what would you say is the worst?
Just the regular noodle.
You think so? I'm not a big fan of the spirals.
What? Spirals are great. Here's why. The reason that you love the SpongeBob.
Convince me. Do it.
Is because they have crevices that trap the cheese in, and they kind of hold it all in together. And so every bite of noodle gets more cheese than just the regular tube noodle, the actual macaroni noodle. Spirals, not as many crevices and hidey places for cheese as SpongeBob. However, it does have some because you got the crevices around the outside of the noodle, so more cheese can get in there and hang out and get to your mouth. That's why it tastes better.
You've convinced me. I think that's amazing. Yeah. I need to try these spirals again. Yes.
I want to make my own like fresh like mac and cheese. So me and my brothers went to this bar when my brother was visiting from out of town, and they have amazing mac and cheese. So good. But they're devious in the way they price it. Because you look at it, and it's $9 for a bowl of mac and cheese. You're like, okay, that's not so unreasonable, but like it's kind of pricey. But then each add-in, it's like $2. And so it's like, I want mac and cheese, throw in some bacon, throw in some mushrooms, throw in some sun-dried tomatoes, and throw some buffalo sauce on there. And now you're like $20 mac and cheese. You're like, it was reasonable at $9.
Do you throw all that stuff in there?
Yeah. It's so good.
Have
you ever had...
I don't know, man.
Have you ever had mac and cheese with bacon?
Yeah, I've had that. It's not bad. I like it. I'm going to say something controversial.
You already have. With the tone, Skanky.
I like bacon, okay?
I think he's lying, but go on.
But I don't think it's the best thing in the world. I like bacon, I promise.
Sure?
Okay? Bacon is good, but I think it's a little overhyped. I like my mac and cheese plain.
Okay, have you ever put buffalo sauce in your mac and cheese?
I've never heard of that.
Oh my God, do it. It'll change your life. You'll never have it another way ever.
Have you put ketchup in your mac and cheese?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
Why would you say that buffalo sauce?
Because it's delicious.
Oh, you're like, oh, have you put buffalo sauce in it? Oh my God, it's so good. Have you put ketchup? Oh my God, no. No. What?
Buffalo sauce and ketchup are two very different flavors.
They're both sauces.
So, but that's like, so do you
put some balsamic vinaigrette in there? You're fine. That's a dressing. That's not a sauce.
What's mustard?
It's a sauce, right?
I think it's in the dressing area.
You never put mustard in your mac and cheese?
What is mayonnaise? Mayonnaise is a dressing that disguises itself as a sauce.
Wait, hold on. I don't think it's. Shit, what is mayonnaise?
It's a dressing. It's in the dressing area with the other dressings.
It's in a dressing?
Yeah, and also to make like ranch, it's like base is mayonnaise, and then something else goes in it to make it ranch, I believe, if I remember correctly.
I've never even heard of this debate before, but with mayonnaise.
I don't know if it is, because everyone knows it's dressing.
This is like the old, like, the tomato, like, is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? We'll never know.
But there's also a correct answer to that one.
I know, and it's a fruit. Like, I don't get
it's
it.
A vegetable.
I don't know. Oh my God, it's a dressing.
I told you.
Oh my God, mayonnaise, often abbreviated as mayo, is a thick, creamy dressing often used as a condiment. Dressing often used as a condiment.
That's where it gets in a little bit of the gray area. So
it's
like a dressing disguised as a sauce at times.
Hey, do you know how they make mayonnaise?
Isn't it just eggs and something else?
It's eggs, oil, in either vinegar or lemon juice.
Oh, I think I did know that.
With many options for the embellishment with herbs and spices.
Then how do you make ranch? Because I swear, because my buddy has made homemade mayonnaise, and then he said to make it into ranch, you just add like salt or pepper or something.
Really?
How to make ranch.
Ranch dressing is a type of salad dressing made of some combination of buttermilk, salt, garlic, onion, mustard, herbs, and spices.
Yeah, garlic, just that throw.
Mixed into a sauce based on mayonnaise or another oil emulsion.
See, look at this. We're the more you know.
Wow. You know who created
who?
It? A man named Steve Henson in the early 1950s.
Wait, isn't that the puppet guy? Muppet guy. No, that's Mr. Rogers. Never mind. Who the fuck made the Muppets?
What? Did you just say Steve Henson, the creator of ranch dressing, made the Muppets?
Yes. Jim Henson, a.k.a. Steve Henson.
Oh my God, man. You gotta be kidding me.
Remember how I said Shenanigans is the podcast that makes lives better? I feel like at this point,
I am appalled.
It's gone the opposite direction.
I can't believe you. Oh my God.
It's okay. I love the Muppets. I love them.
What's your favorite Muppet movie?
All of them.
Good answer. Good answer.
What about yours?
I love them all too. I would say the first one's my favorite.
The Muppet movie?
The official The Muppet movie. Yeah. I say the Great Muppet Caper is a really good one, though.
I really like the Muppets Take Manhattan also, because I feel like they're visiting my buddy Skinky.
That's nice. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
That is nice. Yeah, I like that.
Every year I watch it.
What about Muppet Treasure Island?
Ooh, that is actually a really good one.
With Tim Curry.
That is a really, really good one.
So good. You know that was actually directed by Jim Henson's son?
Brian Henson.
Brian.
Mm-hmm. Did you know his name was Brian Henson?
How'd you know Brian Henson, but you didn't know?
I may or may not have the Wikipedia article.
Oh, you
right now.
Wow.
It's a nice little cheat sheet.
Wow.
Don't your writers do this for you now? Mine give me like all the references of what we're talking about.
No, I fired all my writers.
Oh,
big mistake. Silly.
That's how you...
They're all silly.
They didn't give me the Wikipedia pages for everything you're about to talk about.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Do you know which Muppet movie had the highest box office gross?
No.
The Muppets from 2011 with
$165 million. What? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, the Muppet movie only had $65 million. So if we're going based off that, then
wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Huh. I didn't see the new one.
Muppets Most Wanted, me either.
Have you seen Muppets from Space?
I have not. I really don't think I have, actually.
That's Gonzo's backstory.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I kind of want to watch it now.
It's actually kind of good.
I think I might actually watch that.
Yeah, you should. You should. Go watch Tickled and then go watch Muppets from Space.
I'm sure that won't be strange.
Wait, doesn't Gonzo have a thing with tickling?
Does he? God damn it.
Right? Doesn't
he? I'm about to find out because I'm going to click on Gonzo.
Doesn't he get like really... I think he has a thing with tickling. I think I'm just making shit up now.
I don't know. This is a very long Wikipedia.
Rizzo the Rat?
Wikipedia page.
Yeah, it's a strange... Yeah, I'm on the Wikipedia page too. Okay, whatever. It's fine.
Sure, I would just call it... No, there's nothing with tick in it, so there's no tickling.
Okay, never mind. He's not ticklish. Maybe it was just one scene in one movie that one time that I missed.
Yeah, probably, so. All right, you guys, on the tickling note, this has been another episode of Shenanigans. New episodes go live bright and early Monday morning, just in time for your commute, your work day, your school day, your chore day, your relaxation by the beach with a nice fruity drink day. You can find new episodes wherever you find podcasts, including the iTunes Store and the Google Play Store, or at our website, shenantics.rocks. If you have any time, then you should leave us a rating on the iTunes Store, because that really does help us out. I heard this great thing from my brother, and he's like, you should tell them that if they hate the episode and they hate the podcast, they should go rate you 5 stars and tell you why they hate it. So,
oh, good idea.
So you don't like this, make sure you do it 5 stars. Those are the only ones we read. So, like, that's how you get your feedback over to us. Another way you can get feedback over to us is on Twitter at twitter.com/shenanticspod or via the email address, shenanticspodcast@gmail.com. And you can also join the discussion over in the Discord. There's a Discord room where tons of cool people talking about the new episodes every week. And you can find the invite link over on our website at shenantics.rocks. Speaking of finding things, Skanky, where can they find you on the internet?
They can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Stan, S-T-A-N, and on Twitter at iStan, I-S-T-A-N. And M-Cole, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/M-Cole_, also on Twitter at twitter.com/Stan. I took the Stan username from Skanky.
That's why I couldn't register Stan, because of this guy.
Right now, I just hopped on and sniped it away from him, so it's been great.
Hate you so much.
I'm always there, just one step ahead of you, buddy.
Always.
So I knew where you were going with that one. Oh, all right, Skanky. It's been great talking to you. I'll talk to you again next week.
Great talking to you, too. Goodbye, everybody.
See y'all later.